This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Doc Ram's with us, and Miles is with us for segment number one. He was with us during the first hour of this broadcast. And I had a question for Miles as we were leaving the first hour. And that is, a fear, and these are European headlines, fear of Trump's protectionism. And I mentioned that I remember hearing Donald Trump talking about import duties of 25% for those products coming into the United States. Miles, is that what you're talking about, fear of protectionism?
That's a part of it. Mm-hmm. The bigger part of that is protectionism of all values, meaning family values, how you interact with each other, how America was when he was in the 40s and 50s. He's now 70 years old. So protectionism is not only the economical guidance that he wants to provide with the import taxes, which will have deep implications, because look around when you go into the cities. What do you see? It's the last time I've been to the United States. It's probably 7-8 months, and I didn't see very many people that have been, I could not see somebody who could work in a foundry. Most of them have been overweight. So production, if you want to get production going again in the traditional businesses like car production, machinery, that requires heavy physical work. There's no supplement or surrogate for that in AI right now. It is, of course, as a prototype, but not as a serial production item that you can put somewhere and will do everything that you need. So the problem that you will face is that America can rise again, but out of deeper misery than you are right now. Because everybody has been entitled to sit at home and have the EBT cards. And in order to change that, you need drastic change. And probably the downfall of the economy will help other people's butts moving again. Vince?
Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at some images of Germany during World War II, and physical fitness was really, really stressed to get the machinery working, to build whatever was being built, the cars, the weapons, and so forth, everything. And physical fitness was paramount. As a matter of fact, I have a loose leaf binder filled with photographs of the Mercedes plant during World War II, and these black and white photographs even show calisthenics. They even show the milk delivery to the factory to make sure that everyone was as fit and trim as possible. At least that was my impression looking at these photographs. So we're not ready for that. I mean, I happened to be at the Chinese factory outlet yesterday picking up some lubricants for the farm equipment, and I could see that we're not ready exactly as you have said.
I wish you all good luck in training your snowflakes in doing something productive than running around in the streets and wreaking havoc because their voice has not been heard.
Well, as I mentioned, our daughter works in a university. And she said they are crying like babies, the people that she's surrounded by, those who work in the university are crying like babies over this election. And I think those must be what you're talking about, those kind of snowflakes. And this is in the Commonwealth of Virginia that we're talking about. That's where the university is. So another a headline is that Silicon Valley is in upheaval. And we have similar headlines here that Silicon Valley is very concerned, and that would be the technology center of the United States, or at least one of them, maybe the largest. Why are they in upheaval? Because maybe we're going to be doing less spying? Is that what you think? Or what do you think, Miles?
For 2 days now, after the election, our media are running wild and painting the worst picture of President-elect Donald Trump. That whenever he comes in, that the entire global economy will suffer, that our interaction as humans will suffer. He is the Antichrist, and to put the blame on everybody. Even Angela Merkel had the she was calling Trump, and she told him under what conditions they would have a good relationship. She know who she's working for and who he is working for. So she was very cocky. And Silicon Valley is dependent on purchases of government of technology from government, and the development of new tools and gadgets that then can go into as a second phase into the in the public sector, or into the private sector as you for you as a consumer. These things might change, and depending on how what kind of influence Trump will have on the Elon Musks of Silicon Valley. But right now, there is a sheer panic, and all the entrepreneurs that founded corporations from Europe over there, they were running their mouth that they fear Donald Trump and what's coming down the pike for them.
And what about the Donald Trump-Putin issue? What are they saying about that? That they're best of friends?
Yes. So the news media are promoting that Donald Trump is the best friend of Putin and Erdogan. So Erdogan here being somebody who just had a coup in his own country that he self-promoted in order to have more powers with a country under martial law, France under martial law as well. So France and Germany are sticking pretty much together on their standpoints that Donald Trump is best friends with Uncle Vlad and with Uncle Erdogan, including the entire Communist Chinese League, that they are preparing a coup for what Europe and America has all prepared for the good of humankind with a new green agenda. Vince?
And as you look at Angela Merkel, you know, the media portrays her as being doing very well. It doesn't seem that that's possible.
Angela Merkel is counting her days. She already bought a house in Paraguay right next to the bushes, so the retirement plans are coming into fruition there. She could not, you know, for her, it is being on the peak of her career as the longest-standing chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany. And so she's looking back on a career she had, and there is nothing more that she can or will achieve. She basically has carte blanche in what to say and what to do. She even if they bring more immigrants in here, she wouldn't care less about it.
Because she's leaving.
She's leaving.
Mm-hmm. And
the important thing right now that you need to watch for you and the listeners is NATO, 2 days prior to the elections, put 300,000 NATO troops in Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. This is the border to Russia. This is a little bit away, just a little bit away from Stalingrad. They put them under high alert. That would be DEFCON 2. 300,000 have to be deployable within 2 months. If you count the days, 72 days for the inauguration, so there might be surprises from Washington coming and put you under martial law and having no inauguration coming in with Donald Trump. That is a possibility that is still in the play right now. And that would mean that Hillary Clinton and Obama would be longer in office than expected.
Yeah, so I guess the word to the class is all is not well, and we need to stay vigilant and pay attention to what is happening on that scene. So, but there aren't many news articles about that, Miles. I mean, I saw one. You sent me a link to that, but that's pretty much it. I haven't seen much about the NATO troops. It's kind of quiet.
No, it's not quiet for us here. I have been personally invited to join the brass again with an upgrade in rank and payment, including all the benefits for retirement and the full nine yards. So you might perceive it as there is nothing going on, but that doesn't mean that there is nothing going on.
That's what I'm saying. We would perceive it as that. And, Miles, did you decide to go with that invitation, or can you not say?
Hell no. I'm too old for it. Games like that. When I, you know, Uncle Vlad has kind of interesting tools in his workshop. They have tools that you even don't need to send a team out to find to dig for my bones when something happens, because they would evaporate so hot they are. So it makes no sense in taking a deal where you know that the outcome on that would not be beneficial for you. This would be something for somebody in the 20s who still is full of idealism, and that whatever they need to do, it's good for the country, and a little bit star-spangled view on everything, but not for me as a little bit more grown up now.
Miles, you mentioned on this broadcast, and you mentioned to me off the air as well, that if we need it, we ought to get it now. Are those still your feelings?
It's not a feeling. Look at what the dollar lost after the election, after the final count. Mm-hmm. The dollar went down, gold went up, euro was rising. So you have inflation starting to appear now on a daily basis. And right now it's the best time to get something, because it will not be cheaper ever in your lifetime under the U.S. Federal Reserve note. You can go in other currencies such as Bitcoin, but you need to start to do your due diligence and your homeworks on that, because it's better to have it and not need it than need it and then not have it. And let me tell you, many people will simply cry for what they could have done in their perspective of wealth with the Bitcoins. I give you a personal example. I was starting to look at Bitcoins when one Bitcoin was $5. Right now it's at 720. If I would have bought $1,000 in worth of Bitcoin, I would have retired today. With that, I'll let you go.
Miles,
thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Miles, thank you. Thank you so much for your insight, your opinions, and for educating our class. And thank you for calling in from Europe. Miles, thank you again. Rick and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Doc Ram's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you want to go to his website, docram.com, docram.com. And I just called all of our listen lines. There are about five of them. And I just called all the numbers, and not one of them is working. Not the GCN lines, the three of those, not the Republic Broadcasting line, not the TalkStream Live line. So none of those is working. So we're working on getting those fixed. And if you want to listen to us, GCNLive.com, if you want the up-to-the-minute live broadcast, GCNLive.com. And for those of you interested in topping off your supplies, firearm supplies, November 12 and 13, November 12 and 13, where can you go? Jackson, Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee. RKshows.com. Those are the RK gun shows, the ones that we recommend that you go to. And there are many of them typically per weekend. So that's it for the gun show. Rick, I went to the list of Skull and Bones members, and George W. Bush and his father were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale University founded 1832. And until 1971, the organization published annual membership rosters, and they were kept in Yale's Yale University's library, and they call themselves Bonesmen, B-O-N-E-S-M-E-N. And so we don't know exactly who the current members are, since they don't publish it. However, there are some notable people, like in the 1830s, there was a guy named William Henry Washington. He's a U.S. congressman from North Carolina. John Wallace Houston, Secretary of State of Delaware. And, I mean, the list goes on. Henry Champion Deming, U.S. representative from Connecticut. That's in the 1930s. And then and then there's a U.S. representative from Georgia. His name is Owen. It's the 1930s. You go into the 1940s, and you find John Andrew Peters, U.S. representative from Maine. And then you have Dwight Foster in the 1840s. Dwight Foster, he was Attorney General, Massachusetts. And you keep going on, and you get to, in the 1890s, I'm moving on up to I just saw a Bush. George Herbert Walker Jr., he was the financier and co-founder of the New York Mets, uncle to George Herbert Walker Bush, and that was in the 1920s. We'll move on to the 1930s. We have Lehman Spitzer, a theoretical physicist, and the namesake of the NASA Spitzer Space Telescope. And we go on to, J. Richardson Dilworth. He's in the Rockefeller family. Keep going on to the 1940s, 1950s. Evan Galbraith, ambassador to France. So there are a bunch of people who are notables who have membership in Skull and Bones. And in the 1960s, we have, we certainly have John Kerry. He's a member of Skull and Bones. And then both Presidents Bush, George W., the grandson of Prescott Bush and son of George H.W. Bush, he's one. So what are these secret societies, especially Skull and Bones? Do you have a thought, Rick?
How about Tennessee Ernie Ford being part of the Bohemian Grove? Didn't know that, did you? And there's a bunch of others. These agencies, clubs, they're like golf clubs, except that there's a requirement for entrance. And that the bones part is when you have to do something. And that is predicated on intellect, predicated on abilities. One thing to be very knowledgeable, it's another to be able to put it into right action in the universe.
Can we put George W. in the same sentence with intellect? Is that possible?
Well, John Belushi comes to mind in Animal House. That's his character. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, and I'm looking at Austin Goolsbee.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're. Take my.
When you go to the
season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us. So, Richard Allen Miller. We were talking about skull and bones, and I've got, in the 1980s to present, that's the last list that we have access to. Dana Milbank, political reporter for the Washington Post, is a member. Austin Goolsbee, staff director and chief and chief economist of President Barack Obama's Economic Recovery and Advisory Board. He's a member of Skull and Bones. And Monica Crane, physician and leading expert in frontotemporal dementia. Now, that's a subject that comes up a lot. Dementia, Alzheimer's, forgetfulness. Who doesn't have it, right? So, you know, obviously I'm thinking they're giving it to us. They're providing dementia for our pleasure, right? Rick, what?
I don't know how to respond to any of this. I mean, really, man, it's a bunch of Ku Klux Klan doing a rodent coil like whirling dervish marching, you know, like Ohio. It's crazy. And they think that this is going to work, and there is a small club of magicians that have had enough. And that's what's going about to happen. It's out of control. And the problem I'm worried about is that there's a curveball like they did to Hillary. Aliens. They're going to do that next. They're going to do that next. That's how it's going to play.
When I see the term skull and bones, when I think of bones, I think of skeletons. I think of death. You know, most bones come from the dead. I mean, I'm sure a finger can be chopped off and, or a leg can be chopped off and you could still have a, you know, a living being, but, and the bones removed, but I don't think that's what they're talking about. What?
No, and Horatio comes to mind, you know, holding that skull and talking to the dead. The idea of metaphor and how it's sympathetic magic, being able to do something that has a translation into other dimensions because of metaphor. Now, that's what the whole thing is about, and now we're down to it with algorithms and how they interface in the processes of making something work, like changing the world. I'm about to unleash the Kraken.
Tell us what you mean.
Yeah, well, how about Poltergeist. Grace Thorne is a personal friend of mine, and she's having a problem. I'm using this as a metaphor. She has a problem. There is an Alabama tick in her house, probably because something happened with the original house that burnt down and people died. They don't know. There's a phenomena. What is phenomena? It is something that's impregnated into the matter of space and time that we currently inhabit. I remember when they found bank robbers by looking at the glass of the bank and being able to capture an infrared signature on the bankers, the robbers that were robbing the bank. Everything is recording everything. And there will be a Nuremberg accountability. At the end of days, it's all going to get down to, you know, intent, purpose, and, you know, what you did that you knew was wrong.
Let me see if I got this right. Are you talking about the glass holding the data, the image, the of
yeah,
what
that's
happened?
Right. Yeah, the heat signature from the bank robber next to the glass captured his. And they were able to identify him. Now, that's just what we do. Imagine what AI does. And so there's another kind of invasion going on here that you don't get. And it's out of control because it started, this process started with Rothschild, you know, when he wrote on the back of a napkin signature and called it good. I have a deep concern for the idea that we are all about to have a change happen. And everything, look, you have choices. Everything happens for a reason. Everything leads to something better. This means that this change is an opportunity to take this BS of the 1%ers battling the 2%ers trying to kill each other off and dominate in a chess board. It has to do with capitalism and the concept of those values, and it goes back to the church and missionaries and the whole thing about that. And you ought to see what they've done to Africa. Say what? That judge of the Indian Nation, Hopi. Navajo. I spent last night. I was at dinner with an old friend that used to work with the Navajo, and he. It's the missionaries where they started it. And if you don't think they don't train at Brigham Young, for example, Mormon thing, on how to speak Navajo code talk, you know, so that they can go in and one-on-one. Now, I'm talking in circles. Most people won't get half of what I'm trying to say right now, but there is another war going on, and people like me have had enough. And watch what happens next. Sam Gardner is a typical thing. Most of the people listening, the so-called free thinkers, are being sold a bunch of goods. Nada. You're not any more aware than it's... We're all... We never must get out of it alive. There's a war going on, and I can't identify yet what the real problem is. It's not humankind, but... somehow consorting. That's consorting with demons, consorting with, you know, whatever. That concept. And I think we've got something else going on here. The false flag that will be risen en masse next month will be aliens. Watch it. And it's all this, like this new movie that's coming out. Arrival. And really... that's why Elon Musk and others are trying to figure a way out of this matrix. It looks like we're all trapped, even the people with money.
Rick, as you were talking about
that kind of thing,
as you were talking about that, I was thinking about what can we do, and I was thinking about our smart meter, and I mentioned. I mentioned that Mrs. Fanelli was on the phone.
Smart. Oh, man, smart like her. Yeah.
Hear me out. So Mrs. Fanelli was on the phone with the electric co-op, and I mentioned this yesterday. And she was telling them that our smart meter is not working, and they estimated our bill, and our bill estimate was twice what it should have been. And she got nowhere. She just got the party line. And I thought, wow, this is really awesome. Mrs. Fanelli is taking the electric co-op on. And so I decided to come join forces with her. And so when she was done, I called, and I explained to them that their AI, their algorithm is wrong. As a matter of fact, their estimate of the bill is twice what it should be, and I can prove it because I went out and read our meter and compared it to the bill and did the calculation, and based on that, they were trying to bill us for almost twice as much as what we should be billed for. And I explained to them that we're not going to pay it. No matter what, we're not going to pay it. So I was very deliberate and very, very firm, but very polite. And I tried to have this woman who was on the phone explain to me her logic. And she really couldn't, because I'd say things like, well, I just read the meter and here's what it said. Don't believe me. Just ping the meter yourself and tell me what it says and you'll see that I'm right. And so she couldn't ping the meter. So they're going to send somebody out, and they said they'd send somebody out. And I said, well, yeah, that's fine, but we'll have to make an appointment because I'm going to be here when this person comes out, and I'm going to watch everything that goes on. And so what I'm saying is I told them that I absolutely will not pay their suggested amount. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to pay what not their AI, what their program says we should pay as an estimated bill because they can't read the meter electronically, and that's what was promised by these smart meters, that everything would be better with these smart meters. Well, it's not true. So they can't read the meter, so they double the bill, and they expect us to pay for it. And they told us, well, you know, we'll give you a credit for it. And I said, I'm not paying somebody else's bill. I'm only paying our bill. Bottom line is a guy's coming out today at when it's convenient for us. Not when it's convenient for them, when it's convenient for us. And I'm going to be with this person. I'm going to escort them on the property, and I'm going to escort them off the property. And so I'll report exactly what happened. But the point I'm trying to make, Rick, is this 1%, actually 0.1% of us who are paying attention can actually make things happen. We can cause problems. And I am sure I shook up top management because I told them that depending on how this call goes, I may have to run for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Co-op again. And I said, that's probably the last thing that your management would want, but the membership would probably like that. They'd like it if I were representing them, but the management probably wouldn't like it because they'd have a heck of a time with me in the boardroom. Bottom line is, they're being very, very polite to us, and they're gonna do what we want, and we are not gonna pay the bill that they recommended. We agreed on what I thought we should pay, and their management agreed to that. Not the amount that they wanted. About half of what they wanted. So the point is, yes, you can call these guys and you can be polite and you can take them down to take them down off their high horse. And that's what we did. We fought the system and we won. So you can do it too, class. You can call them up and say no, 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 no. And here's why it's no. Does that make sense?
It's not only makes sense, it's reality. Walmart now is so fragile that less than 5% market shares, if people stopped going to Walmart, 5% of you, it would fold.
Let's do it.
That's how their straw cards are stacked. They're in serious shape. We have a bad shape. We have an opportunity. And I'm walking away. And when I do, I'm going to mumble a few words from the old book of spells. Trust me.
Rick, when we come back, can you tell us about chemtrails and the relationship of chemtrails to blood types? Absolutely fascinating. And I don't think you'll hear this anyplace else. The relationship of chemtrails and blood types. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'd like to thank our instructors and our class for putting us in the top 20 on TalkStream Live. Right now we're in the top 20. Thank you so much, class. I'm quite humbled. And Rick, thank you. Of course, all of your hard work for all of the instructors. Chemtrails and blood type.
Well, Rick? Nobody knows what's in them because there are so many different kinds of aerosols being used. You know, and right now, I sent you a document that you can post if you think it's appropriate for your website. My ex-wife, Iona Miller, has written on the bloodlines of Europe for the CIA, and she has done some work with the current Comte Saint-Germain, and there are the bloodlines of Christ. They talk about it as Rh negative because he had blue eyes and he was not a Jewish. He was, I think it has to do with copper. And that is this fourth genome in our blood type, rhesus negative, is, nobody knows where it came from. It is like literally, just appeared out of nowhere. And there it is. Christ had it. Da 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 da. And I am not certain what I am. I'm rhesus negative. I'm O negative. I am, that means I have an older, form of digestion problems that require me to eat meat get my enzymes correct. I can't just pull them out of beans and rice, like most AB positive things like that blood types can. That's an interesting study on blood types. Right now, everybody's got the rhesus negative in their genes. If it's a dominant, then you're like me. In many cases, you're an altruistic spiritual seeker. And I'm not sure, but what they're trying to proliferate our bodies toxic. And I am a prime target even over normal blood types. I'm O negative, and because of that, I'm more susceptible to some of these chemtrail things that are doing. I'm right now, I'm just getting over a serious flu-like thing that I had to really focus on so it didn't take me down to my knees. And this is happening. You talked about chemtrail, a cough, that kind of thing. You got to see what it's doing to the nature around me. And why is there no disclosure? I mean, it would seem like a simple thing that that just say, well, we're doing it for global warming. How does that work? Well, we're trying to reflect the sunlight back off the earth so it doesn't absorb it, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe any of that because I watch them use lithium to control a city they're practicing, just like they did with Jade Helm movements. Shake down the profiling accuracy of an AI being able to read an individual's character and read its lips. It's a new world out there. And I don't know what anything means, because that rhesus negative is obviously something that did not evolve here on Earth. And so where did it come from? Jesus Christ, rhesus negative. And here we are. He had white hair. I mean, he's white, and he had blue eyes. And that is the primary focus on that. Now, Germans have always been interested in the Thule Club and the occult aspects. And I think we've been invaded by something. And we have a choice, and we have an opportunity. And I'm going to step up and try to make some changes.
Rick, can you tell us very quickly about the Mandela effect?
This is where you remember that E.T. says, I phone home, I want to phone home. Things change that you remember differently. Is that your memory confabulating? Or is there timeline changes because of time travel and or other kinds of things going on right now? The butterfly effect and the ripple effect were something I wrote about last month. This month I'll write about Mandela, and I'll send it to you. I'll finish it this week, and you can post it if you like. It's on time travel and the true nature of cavitation. I think there's something else going
on. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Do you ever wonder
what happened.
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.